The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. So as I've been talking about during these happy hours, part of the reason why we practice loving kindness is to help create the conditions that we can be with all of what is happening and kind of encourage a sense of wholeness and bring back those parts of ourselves that may have been fragmented or somehow that we're trying to disown or not really integrate. I've also talked about softening our hearts so that we can maybe soften some of the views that come out of having a particular way, and if we have like a clenched way of seeing things. Softening our hearts allows maybe to view things a little bit differently, or if we view them the same, maybe not even to hold on to the ideas that they weigh, that they are so simply or so strongly. Then a third thing I'd like to talk about a little bit today is that loving kindness practice can also be considered a concentration practice. That is, by saying the phrases and the same phrases repeatedly, is a way that just settles the mind. And if you've been doing this practice, you may have noticed that's what happens when we keep on returning the mind to one thing in particular. And how concentration practice is a little bit different than mindfulness practice, even though they are very closely related, and it can be a little bit artificial sometimes to make them distinct. But concentration practice, more as you choose an object, for us when we're doing loving kindness, it's the phrases, and just keep on coming back to the object. We just keep on coming back to the object, which is what we do for mindfulness as well. Except with mindfulness, if something is compelling, that is the pain in the knee, an emotional state that's very rich, then we might let go of our object and then turn towards whatever's compelling and be with that. Whereas with concentration, we wouldn't let go. We would just keep on coming back, keep on coming back. And there's kind of like a way to settle is also to bring ease. I know that when I was first starting with meditation practice, I thought that in order to get concentrated, you had to really strive and force your mind to stay on the object. But my teachers tried to tell me, but somehow I didn't quite believe them, that actually that's not how you can get concentrated. You can get a certain type of concentration, but if you can bring ease, a softness, and kind of keep on coming back, that's a type of concentration that has, where the mind is, these words that we use, pliable and malleable. Otherwise, the mind can get kind of tight and like really stuck on the object, and there's a grasping feeling to it. So loving kindness meditation has all these ways in that it can support our practice. Not only can it help us integrate the different parts of ourselves and parts of our experience, it can soften our hearts and cultivate and develop warmth and kindness and care, but it can also really help settle the mind. And with a settled mind, we can start to see things more clearly. We can start to see things how they really are, rather than how we think they are, or want them to be, or don't want them to be, or whatever perspective or frame of reference we might have. I think all of us have this experience that we're in a bad mood, we just tend to notice negative things. Or if we're kind of like angry at somebody, we start noticing all the terrible things this person does, right? So our frame of reference definitely shifts and affects what we notice. So loving kindness practice can help us settle down and also soften our hearts. And this way we can not only see things more clearly, but in a way that hopefully isn't with, that is seeing clearly and with a softness, not with a grasping or a wanting, but more with an allowing and accepting attitude. Because sometimes what we might see is not what we want to see. We might see the depths of our own suffering. We might see our mind is out of control. It's uncomfortable to see these things. So with loving kindness practice, it allows us to not immediately bounce off of or reject these uncomfortable things that we might see or experience. But with a soft heart, it makes it easier for us to like, okay, yeah, this is actually what's happening. The truth of this moment is that I am filled with rage. And can we hold it? Can we be with it? Without acting it out, without making a big story, I'm filled with rage, therefore it means XYZ, or I'm filled with rage, and therefore I must make and do ABC. Can we just like, okay, this is what's happening? And so often with difficult things, there can be a shift or a softening if we can just see them clearly. I've heard them described as children, our difficult emotions. And often children just want to be seen, cared for. So if we can actually see what's happening, then often the power of it can diminish. I can't promise this will happen all the time, but it's always a step in the right direction to actually see what's happening. So many of you have been here before, if not all of you. So you'll know that we're going to be doing loving kindness practice, and we're going to start with where it's easiest. That is with a benefactor, somebody for whom it's easy to love, somebody for whom we have an uncomplicated relationship, somebody that we can readily have a warm feeling toward. And if nobody comes to mind, you can use another lovable being, perhaps a kitten or a puppy or a baby, something that softens the heart. And there'll be three elements of this practice. We'll have one, you can visualize the lovable being. Two, you can check in with your body and see if there's a sensation, a feeling associated with well-wishing, with wanting to another person or another being to have happiness. And then the third element are the phrases, which can support the feeling and can help us stay here and now with this loving kindness practice that we're doing. And then after doing loving kindness for the benefactor, we'll expand it out to include ourselves. And we'll do the same three things with a visualization or a felt sense of ourselves, a felt sense of loving kindness, and the phrases. And I'll start us off with a little bit of mindfulness and relaxation. So with that as an introduction, take an alert, upright posture, and we'll begin by taking three long, slow, deep breaths. Perhaps with the exhale, there can be a letting go, a lessening of any tension you might be feeling. And then bringing the breathing back to normal. Just allowing the body to breathe. It knows how to breathe. We don't have to make it different or force it to be any particular way. And we'll start with checking in with some any obvious places of tension. It turns out that the muscles in our faces are really intimately tied to our mental state. Maybe it's not surprising when we think about how emotions get expressed through the muscles in our face. So let's start by just checking in with our forehead, our eyes, and jaw. Allowing any tension that might be there just to soften. We're not trying to force it away or make it go away. Just bringing our awareness to these different areas. The neck. The shoulders. Allowing the shoulder blades to slide down the back. The back. Chest. And belly. And feeling the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body, feeling settled, grounded. Check in with the legs, the feet, and our hands. It's not uncommon to hold tension in the hands. And then we'll bring our awareness, our attention to the sensations of breathing. For the movement of the abdomen, the movement of the chest, or the feeling of the air going in and out of the nose. Choose one of those three, whichever is easiest, and just rest your awareness on the sensations of movement. If you find your mind wandering off in thought, it doesn't have to be a problem. That's what minds do. Just bring your attention back to the sensations of breathing. If you're lost in thought, you can just begin again, bringing your attention back, feeling the inhale and feeling an exhale. And then to begin the loving kindness practice, bring to mind a benefactor, somebody that's easy to feel warmth, care, respect, love. This may or may not be somebody that you know personally. Often people choose spiritual leaders. Or if it's helpful, you can choose a kitten or a puppy or a baby, if that helps support a softening of the heart and well-wishing. So bringing this lovable being to mind, you can check in and see if there's already perhaps a warm feeling in the heart. Maybe not. Then you can repeat silently in your mind the phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You're welcome to modify the phrases or change the phrases in a way that's meaningful for you and resonates with you. And of course, they can be in any language that feels like the right language for you. Again, bringing the benefactor to mind. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You can check in and see if there's a softening or warmth or sense of goodwill. Often we feel this in the heart area. But we're just creating the conditions for these feelings to arise. We're not trying to make it happen. There's no guarantee that they will arise. Often the benefits of loving-kindness practice may not be seen or felt while doing the practice, but it shows up in our daily life. Even if we feel like nothing is happening, even if the opposite of loving kindness or something other than loving kindness is arising, so if you are feeling a sense of goodwill, care, warmth, allow that feeling to get as big as it'd like to get. If instead you're feeling something uncomfortable or difficult, in such a way that it's really difficult to stay with the loving kindness, then you can turn your attention towards that feeling. Drop the loving kindness meditation and do mindfulness meditation of a feeling or whatever it may be that's a little bit difficult. If it ever becomes overwhelming, You can always open your eyes and feel your feet on the ground. If you ever feel lost or confused or not quite sure where you are with the meditation, just bring your awareness back to the sensations of breathing. And then you can pick up loving kindness meditation or do mindfulness meditation if that's what makes sense for you. But now to continue loving kindness for the benefactor. Again, you can bring the benefactor or the loving being to mind. Maybe feel a warm feeling that might have been generated or arisen. And we say the phrases to support it. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Again, you can check in and see if there's a feeling of well-wishing, warmth, softness. We're going to expand the loving kindness to include ourselves. Of course, we deserve loving kindness, just like all beings. So you can visualize yourself or maybe have a felt sense of yourself. Bring to mind whatever makes sense for you. And if you have a warm feeling already, just allow that to expand and to include your sense of you here. May I be safe. May May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. So now I'm going to be silent for a little bit longer than I have been in earlier weeks, so that you can practice at your own pace. Maybe use different phrases. Maybe explore a way in which you can make this practice your own. And then to end this meditation, feel the cushion or chair against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes.